Have you done your duty? The U.S. Census, the 2020 Census, is ready for your attention. Let's talk about how this is most likely a must for our to-do list. Marilyn Sanders, Chicago Regional Director on the line. Good morning to you, Marilyn.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, ready for a Memorial weekend, so I want to make sure all my to-dos are done before we hop into this, which means filling out my 2020 census. So I want to talk certainly about why this is important and tips for responding to the census. But Marilyn, we've got to talk about the basics. Why are we talking about the 2020 census?
So the 2020 census is a population count that we take every 10 years, and it is counting every person living in the United States and its five territories. So since March, we've been underway in the 2020 count. By starting out was mailing out invites to respond to the 2020 census. It is mandated by the Constitution, and the Census Bureau has this undertaking that will go through a self-response phase that will end in October of this year. Of course, because of the pandemic and the things that have occurred in our country, we have revised some of our plans, but it's underway getting a complete and accurate count. And for the first time, you can respond to the census online, by phone, or by mailing back the questionnaire.
That's where we are in life. Who do you count?
The census counts everyone. Babies, small children, seniors, everyone is counted. It is important that even as you fill out the form, that you count everyone living in your home. There are also individuals that may be relocated because of things such as floods that occur and things of that nature, but any person that's living in your home is counted in the 2020 census. We use the term usual place of residence. If they have no other place that they call home and they're living with you, they should be counted.
What does a college student do?
So college students, we count them at the university where they were on April 1st of 2020. So the universities are now participating in our group quarters enumeration, and they are able to respond for those students living in student housing, residents that are owned by the university, dormitories, those type facilities. So they are counted at the university where they would have been on April 1st, 2020, which is our reference date. In light of COVID-19, we know that many universities are closed and children, some of them would have gone back home. But it's important to note that any student, college student, residing in university housing should be counted at the university where they would have been on April 1st of 2020.
Thank you for that. What about nursing homes or hospitals?
Nursing homes and hospitals are part of the group quarters enumeration, and same as universities. This is where we enumerate those individuals living in group settings, living in facilities that provide care. And so with those particular entities, we're also enumerating them through what we call e-response. So there are calls that we made and contact that we made in early March before the COVID-19 outbreak. And we asked those facility directors and administrators how they wanted to enumerate those particular facilities. So they had a choice. They could do e-response, which we send them a link, and they go in and they key in the information for all the residents in those facilities. One other option prior to COVID-19 was that they could have us come in. The enumerators would be hired to go in, but we know that that is not necessarily the best way to enumerate in light of COVID-19. So we made calls back to those entities and asked them if they wanted to do an e-response. One of the processes that the Bureau is going through right now is retooling, looking at the operations that would count those individuals living in group homes to make certain that we have complete and accurate coverage. So group quarters enumeration is ongoing right now, and we're conducting that primarily through e-response, which gives them the opportunity, just as a single-family resident can go online, the administrators can go online and complete a e-response for that specific facility. For hospitals where they have individuals living there who have no other residents any other place, and for nursing homes, and for other care facilities such as mental health institutions and things of that nature.
Marilyn Sanders with us, currently serving as a regional director for the Chicago Region U.S. Census Bureau. A couple more questions. Is it confidential?
The census is confidential. Every employee that works for the U.S. Census Bureau is sworn for life. We take the privacy and confidentiality of the data that we collect very seriously. Not only are they sworn for life, but we do not release your data in terms of individualizing the information. It is released for statistical tables, and the data is provided specifically to inform decisions and to inform decisions around communities, around where roads need to be built, where there may need to be a daycare, even where a hospital may need to be built, where there needs to be more facilities and resources for seniors. So your data that we collect is primarily used for apportionment and redistricting to allocate the seats in Congress. But in addition to that, over $675 billion is distributed annually based on census data. The data is safe. It is easy to participate in the 2020 census. Again, you can do it online, by phone, or complete the questionnaire. But we take data stewardship very seriously and make certain that the data we collect is released in statistical form only.
Thank you for that. Okay, I know one of the decisions you want us to make is A, to do it, and B, to find out how we will respond. And, well, let's just say get it done by the weekend. How's that? Marilyn, one more time.
That would be awesome.
Yes, one more time. How do we best find out more information?
2020census.gov. If you have not received the questionnaire, you don't know what happened to it, or you want to respond online, you can go to 2020census.gov. There's a button that says respond now at the very top right of the page. Click that button and take the census. 10 minutes. It brings funding to your community. Your voice will be heard for the next 10 years.
Nice.
In informed decisions.
Every voice counts. Thank you for your voice, Marilyn, on behalf of the U.S. Census Bureau, our 2020 edition. Thank you.